Well, I'm really excited. I know that we're still waiting from Brad to get on the show with us, but I want to get back to the Volvo Ocean Race, bringing so many people internationally into our state, and then bringing them up into Providence to see what we do here. Again, after having water fire in Rome, Barnaby, and then in Singapore, and I know you've got a lot of other places you'd love to do water fire that are international, don't you?
Where there are lots of possibilities with it. We'd love to bring it to Paris. And last night I was speaking with Tom Payne, who's a landscape designer working in China. He was here giving a speech. And he's recently done a book called Cities with Heart that have pictures of water fire in it.
Oh, that's
It's a
neat.
co-language Chinese and English
I mean, you
language
think
book, yeah.
so. You think about water fire. We attract people internationally. We've gone international, and we bring people on nationally. But again, we've got this Volvo Ocean Race, which again is sponsoring the fire. And here we go. This is the man of the hour that we have been waiting to speak to. Brad, are you there?
Guys. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh.
I was on another kind of a call. We're trying to figure out when these boats are coming in tonight.
We were
This is a
going to
very
try to.
exciting
What's your
time.
latest guess? Yes, we were just talking about that.
So I can give you a little bit of an update. This is an exclusive to your radio station that we do think that the boats between 9 and 11 is the first boat that's going to be coming in. We're ready for anything. If these boats don't slow down in the next 3 hours as they approach the coast of Rhode Island, they could be in as early as 8 p.m. tonight, and
wow,
as late as 10, that first group of boats.
Wow.
That's good.
Weren't they originally anticipated to be arriving tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning,
they
yeah.
were.
Yeah.
But last night, this is how sailboat racing works, is last night they had an unexpected kind of burst of wind that were just rocketing the fleet along at over 20 miles an hour. So they went 60 miles more than anyone thought they would overnight. So that moved the entire arrivals up till this evening and overnight tonight.
So does that mean the parties are starting early?
Parties are starting early, yes. We have music. We have a band that's going to be playing. Come down after work. You'll see all sorts of different exhibits down here at Fort Adams State Park. We've created quite a destination village. This place is just, it's rocking. There's already well over 2,000 people in the park, and
wow,
we expect more coming tonight. It's easy to get here by car, by bus, and by water shuttle. So please come down tonight and experience the welcoming of these sailors from around the world.
And you don't need a ticket. It's people can just come on down.
Yeah.
Nope. No tickets needed. Is that the question?
Yeah.
You broke
yeah,
up
I just,
there.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure people realize that they don't need a ticket, that they're invited down, and it's a great welcoming for these international sailors coming from across the Atlantic.
You bet. And it's free to the public, free access to Fort Adams State Park, free parking all the way through the 8th, and then there's a small parking charge as we move forward from the 9th all the way through the 17th.
Yeah, so what a span of time. So now, do you have activities, again, happening in Fort Adams State Park until the 17th?
And you bet. I mean, wait till you see this. You guys have to come down and see this. There's interactive exhibits featuring ocean education. Mm-hmm. We have all sorts of things that the Volvo Ocean Race brings, like simulators inside the huge Volvo Pavilion. There's trucks, buses, cars that they're trying to showcase around the world as they bring this race around the planet. There's food and beverage, a food festival. There's a place to get a beer and a glass of wine, and there's also a place for the kids, little kids, to have to go out and use pedal cars and have a little pedal car. We have bumper boats. We have a rock climbing wall. We have all sorts of exhibits for
fun,
every kind of person.
You know, gosh, Brad, you must have been working on this for quite some time and have a lot of pride that the Volvo Ocean Race has decided to stop in Newport. What was it about Newport that made us the stopover?
Well, what makes Newport and Rhode Island great is first of all, our history.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is one of the finest deep water ports in the world. This has been used for trade, for recreation, for sailboat racing for generations. So it's one of the sailing capitals of the world. It's often mentioned in the same breath as Auckland, New Zealand, the Med, Sardinia, some of the most just incredible places in the world to sail. But what makes Newport even better is that we have public access to the water. We're making new sailors at Sail Newport every day because we're not just a special events management company. We're actually a public sailing center that offers sailing opportunities to anyone, regardless of your, you know, your ability to pay, regardless of your age. We can teach sailing from 8 to 80, and it doesn't have to cost you a lot. So we're bringing sailing to the masses, and then we're also bringing these mega super events into Narragansett Bay. So when they compare Newport to the other potential venues around North America, they do look at Newport with a bit of a trepidation because we're a boutique city. But we have just proven to them that this is the right place in North America to hold the stopover because it's not getting lost in a big city like Miami or Boston or Baltimore or New York. We embrace it. The sailing crowd is going insane over this, and then just the general public is really embracing it. Well, it's great for Rhode Island.
It's just a huge festival.
And it's the only stop in North America for this race. Yeah, this is a great honor to Newport and Rhode Island.
And that's why we were excited, you know, because, of course, we're a big festival, but we don't do that many days in a row. I think we'd be dead, Barnaby, if we did, right? but, yeah, we're very excited to be able to be part of the Volvo Ocean Race because I know there's a lot of people you have brought in so many people into the state of Rhode Island. And
yeah, Providence is, you know, you guys, with the water fire that's going to be on the 16th, it's just a way to link all of Rhode Island. Sometimes we all think, oh, yeah, we have to cross a bridge to get somewhere. This place is, you know, for these people coming from around the world, 35 minutes, 40 minute drive, that's no problem.
Yep.
No big deal. And now we've really embraced this culture of working together. The Providence Tourism and Convention Authority working with Discover Newport to manage this event to make sure that the hospitality industry is fully in play from Providence all the way down to Newport, including Warwick, Aquidneck Island, and so forth. So that's, I think, our biggest success so far is moving this perception that sailing events only benefit Newport. Mm-hmm. We're benefiting the whole state, I hope.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And, you know, I think I read somewhere that we have quite a few Rhode Islanders that are on these boats, on different boats, right?
That's right. We have Karina Halloran, who's the onboard reporter. Each one of these boats has a reporter that's embedded on the boat. She's from Middletown, Rhode Island, and she went to Middletown High School, and her mom is actually teaching my daughter in her photography class, so that's kind of cool.
Very cool.
And then we have a skipper and three crew members from Rhode Island who are on Team Alva Medica, which is kind of our hometown team.
Mm-hmm.
They're the U.S. and Turkish flag team. Charlie Enright from Bristol, Rhode Island, Nick Dana from Newport, Rhode Island, Amory Ross from Newport, Rhode Island, and Mark Towell, who lives in Hawaii. You went to Brown University.
I got to tell you, we are so excited, one, about what you're doing. We're going to put it on the Waterfire website. It sounds like one heck of a party. I'm certainly going to make my way down there. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up. But, Brad, thank you so much for taking
Well, I have one quick question for Brad. With the wind that picked up, who's in the lead now?
Oh, right now the leader is the Chinese team with a French
Dong
skipper.
Feng, yeah. Okay.
Dong Feng is winning. That's great. You're even a fan.
Oh, yeah. No, we're paying attention. Absolutely.
But Dong Feng is leading, and in second place is Team Abu Dhabi with a British skipper named Ian Walker. Charlie is currently in fifth place. They do have a chance to get around a couple people to try to squeak into a podium finish. But please come down tonight. Come down to Fort Adams State Park. Come visit this incredible village and welcome these wonderful sailors as they have come up the coast from Brazil.
We absolutely will, Brad, and thank you so much for joining us. And to our listening audience that is out there, I want to thank everybody. We are so glad to be back on the air with Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island and bringing you the great things happening here in Rhode Island. Remember, the Beggar's Banquet.
May 16th, yeah.
Yeah, May 16th.
6 to 8.
Nine more days.
Yep, and so
and
go
then
to
Waterfire following it.
Yeah, and so go to the website, and we'll have it up on the Waterfire website as well. Buy some tickets. All right.
Thank you, Bronwyn. Thank you, Barnaby.
I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and we will see you down by the river. You've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790, your station for talking business.